when people compare the Old Testament with 21st century definitions of slavery, sometimes they think that the Old Testament supports slavery, and we know that slavery is wrong, and therefore we think the Old Testament must be supporting something that's wrong. There are a number of steps in there that aren't quite watertight and which need to be unpacked. And one of them is, of course, the word slave, which is quite an imprecise word. Of course, it's a very useful word when you're in a situation like the 19th century, where slavery was very widespread in North America before the Civil War. And there's no point using footnotes. You've got a very clear thing you're talking about. When you talk about slavery, you're talking about that institution which exists in your culture. But actually, it's not very precise, because technically, if you decide to make a prisoner work in prison, well, they're unfree and they're laboring. They have no freedom to come out. Do they come under the charge of being a slave? And do you say that we're a slave-holding society because we ask some prisoners to do some work? Most people would feel, no, that isn't morally repugnant, because after all, these people have done certain things which have made them lose their freedom, and so on. So I think that when we look at the Old Testament, there is something very, very different from what was going on in the antebellum, the pre-American Civil War slavery. It's a very different sort of thing. When a master so much as knocked a tooth out of one of their servants, they would let them go free. They were encouraged to let them go out with goods. They had moral duties towards them in terms of looking after people. They were certainly dependents. They were certainly subordinates. But I don't think there was any sense of ownership of those people.